Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today we are talking about...
mobile banking.
That's right, mobile banking. So before you guys leave, if you think this is a very boring topic, you're wrong. It's a super interesting topic.
Are you sure?
For me. Even if you guys don't think that mobile banking is really your cup of tea, there's lots of words we're going to talk about today that really have to do with, you know, apps and security. And these are really big questions these days.
That's right. And it's also just like really important to know these as well, right? Especially if you're living abroad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So in today's lesson, we have two chaps by the names of Ben and Mick.
That's right. And they are talking about transferring money and using mobile apps.
Okay, so let's dive right in and see what they have to say.
Sounds good.
Hey, Mick, would you mind transferring me the money on your phone?
Right now? To be honest, I don't have mobile banking.
Really? Man, you are behind. Why don't you just download the bank app now?
I would, but I'm kind of paranoid about security. What if someone hacks my account?
It'll be fine. Bank apps are pretty secure. Besides, it makes it so much easier to manage your finances and make credit card payments on the go.
That's true. Could I also use it to check on my investments?
For sure. You can also track your spending, deposit checks, and pay off all sorts of bills. The only issue is that it's sometimes a bit laggy.
Okay, I'll test it out. But if I get robbed, I'm coming after you.
Trust me, you won't get robbed.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue, and Ben starts by saying, "Hey Mick, would you mind transferring me the money on your phone?"
I love this name, Mick.
Yeah, it's not something that you hear that often over here,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's like, I think about an old British guy. Hey Mick!
Yeah, or maybe an Aussie.
Yeah, that's right. Hey Mick, mate! So, Ben is asking Mick if he would mind transferring him some money. So, of course, money transfer is something that if you are living abroad, you probably need to know.
So transferring money, you probably have to transfer it from your bank account in China to maybe your bank account in America.
Right. So when I used to transfer money, I would do it through Western Union.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
It's one way to do it.
You can also transfer money to a friend or maybe to another bank account.
Right. And of course, if you guys use WeChat, what am I saying? If you guys use WeChat, of course you use WeChat. You can also transfer money that way.
That's right. So it's becoming really common to transfer it on your phone.
Right. And when we're talking about transferring it on your phone, WeChat aside or Alipay aside, we often call this mobile banking.
So the first word, you can say mobile or mobile.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. And basically, mobile just means that you're moving around.
Right. So you don't have to go to a bank, which doesn't tend to move very much.
No. It stays put.
Now, of course, not everybody uses mobile banking. Not everybody has downloaded these apps. Not everybody really trusts their phone with their money. But people that don't often... well, some people might think that they're a little bit behind.
Yeah, so it means that they're kind of going a little bit slower than other people, right?
Right, yeah. If you're behind, that means everybody is way ahead of you.
Yeah, and they're way ahead of you because they're using new technology.
Right, exactly. So, of course, we've talked about apps, we've talked about downloading. Those should all be pretty easy to get. The next word, though, is not so simple. This word is paranoid. This is how I sometimes feel about mobile apps, especially when they have to do with banking.
I can understand that. So paranoid just means that you're kind of excessively worried.
Yeah, you're thinking too much, which, as you guys know, I think too much, and you're really worried about something.
Yeah, so for example, for me, I'm always paranoid about being late, so I show up really, really early.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I'm so that, you know, is a very good everyday example of people being paranoid. Now, paranoia, which is the noun, it can also be really serious, though. like a sick person, sick in the head.
That's true. That's true. This person might be worried about the government. The government is going to come and get them.
Right. It's always like the government or some kind of organization. The lizard people, man. They control the money. The lizard people control the money, man.
That's true. So they have all these kind of theories, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I hope you guys aren't, you know, crazy like that. I'm pretty sure you're not. We can be paranoid about small things, and we can also be paranoid about bigger things.
That's right. But one really common thing that I think everyone is worried about is security.
Yes. I personally don't think this is too crazy to be paranoid about security. Now, of course, I'm guessing you guys know security. You know, this the Bao'an at your house is a security guard. You hear this word security. A lot of people have asked me what the difference is between security and safety.
Yeah, so safety is something that's a little bit more related to your body.
Right.
Yeah, so usually you are really concerned about the safety of your children.
Children, yeah.
Yeah, so because frequently they fall or sometimes they get kidnapped.
Right, exactly. And security, we often use this word with banking or information or more like abstract things.
Yeah, it could also be used for buildings, right?
Well, that's what I mentioned before, the Bao'an, the security guard. We don't call him the safety guard.
No, security. And we need security because we need to protect against people hacking, right?
Yeah, those hackers. Yeah, so hackers, of course, are the people that use computers to try to steal your information or your money or maybe some kind of software. The thing that hackers do is hack.
So hack is the verb. And here you can see Ben using it because he says, what if someone hacks my account?
Now, we might often see hack into as well, right? Like in movies, they always talk about, I need to hack into the security system.
So hack into really just focuses and emphasizes the direction of this action.
Yes, exactly. Now, hopefully, my fingers are crossed here that if you guys are using bank apps or any kind of mobile banking, that it is secure.
So if it is secure, it means that it is protected.
Right. So, of course, we saw the word security before. Secure is just a very, very related concept. But we also have this idea of being insecure.
Yeah, so if you're insecure, it just means that you're not confident about something.
So it's strange because usually we talk about information or systems as being secure or not secure. But when we talk about people, we talk about being insecure or not insecure.
So if you're secure, then it means that you're confident and you're not worried. But maybe, you know what? A lot of us are insecure about our bodies.
Sure, yeah. Or maybe just like one part of our bodies.
But here we're actually talking about money, right? So
right.
It's important to have a secure mobile account. But something else that is really interesting about mobile banking is that sometimes it makes it easier to manage your finances.
Okay, so manage, you guys should probably know manage. It's not only what a manager does, it's also things that we have to do in our lives.
That's right. So you might have to manage tasks at work, or maybe you have to manage your money like this situation.
Yeah. So we're not saying manage your money. We're talking about manage your finances, which pretty much means the same thing.
Yeah, but finances is a more academic word for money.
Yes. So finances, you guys might be wondering why we're saying finances and not, for example, finance or financial.
So financial is actually an adjective.
Okay.
But here we're talking about a noun. But the difference between finance and finances is that finances is talking about kind of all your money.
It's like your personal money, right?
Yes,
like whereas finance is something that you might study at school, or you might, like, for example, your job might be in the finance department.
And just a note here, finance can also be a verb.
Right, that's right, yeah. So you might have to finance one of Adam's crazy schemes. Like, hey, Lisa, I know how we can make lots of money. Trust me, trust me.
Are you sure about that?
Trust me.
Okay, yeah. So, but when you finance something, you kind of pay for it. You often, like, lend someone money to invest.
Yes, exactly. Now, no one has ever really lent me any money except for the credit card companies.
So credit card, you've probably seen this or heard it. It is basically that card that you buy things with.
Right. Now, what's more important here is a lot of people, when they get the credit card, they think it's free money.
Yeah, but it's not, right? You're just kind of borrowing
it. You're borrowing it, which means that you need to make payments.
So a payment, this is basically when you pay off a bill.
Yes, yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, one word we hear, or phrase, I guess, is on the go.
Right, and that means that you're kind of constantly moving around, right?
Yeah, it's 2018, we're all really busy, you know, I got places to go, people to see. So if I'm on the go, it means I'm probably, you know, I'm using my app here to hail a taxi, and I'm paying my credit card bills, and I'm doing everything while I am moving.
And we can use it in general to just describe people who are busy.
Super busy.
Yeah, like she's always on the go.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Now, if you ever watch any commercials on TV for these banking apps, you'll always see, you know, like a guy wearing a suit, and he's looking at his phone, and he has a big smile on his face because he's checking his investments, and they have all been very good.
So if he's checking on his investments, does that mean that he's looking to see if they're good or not? Or what does check on mean here?
Well, it's interesting. I said check. The dialogue does say check on. And I think it's pretty safe to say you could say both, like check your investments, check your accounts. Check on usually means that there's been some kind of change.
Yeah, I mean, I think we also, like, check on something to make sure that it's still okay.
That it's okay, right?
Yeah. So, for example, if your friend is sick, maybe you will go and check on her.
Right, exactly, exactly. Okay, another way we can talk about these investments or checking investments is tracking them.
So when you track them, you basically follow them and you watch the changes.
Right, you could almost even say keep track. I mean, we have that phrase as well.
Yeah, so maybe you could keep track of your hours at work, or maybe you can keep track of your steps if you have a step counter.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Or if your friend is flying in from another country, you can always track that flight, too.
That's true. So there are a lot of things that you can track, but here we're talking about tracking spending.
Boo!
Yeah,
don't
right?
like
Not
doing this.
So fun.
Not
yeah.
fun at all.
Yeah. So here you are just checking how much you spent.
Yes. Again, not something that's super fun if you enjoy spending money or if you just like, you know, just like having lots of new things.
But just remember here that spending is the noun form, and after track, you need a noun. So it is track your spending.
Track your spending. Okay. Now, something else you can do with these wonderful, wonderful apps is deposit checks.
Actually, I really like depositing things.
It means feels good.
Right? It does. Yeah. So when you deposit it, you put it into your bank account.
Right, right. Now, checks are kind of going the way of the dodo. They are not as popular as they used to be.
Yeah, they're kind of disappearing, but I still kind of use them when I pay rent.
Yes, yeah, that's right. I guess when we get our paycheck as well, even though that's online.
Yeah. So check actually means that kind of physical piece of paper, right? That has
right.
the kind of numbers or the payment that you're getting.
Yeah, and your name on it. It will always say, you know, pay to Lisa. $888.88.
Exactly. But just as Adam said, we also use it for our paycheck, so it doesn't have to be a physical thing.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing that a lot of people do as soon as they get their paychecks or as soon as they get any kind of checks is they use that money to pay off bills.
Right. So when you pay off something, maybe you might not feel so good because, you know what, your bank account might drop. Because when you pay off your bill, then your bill is done. It's finished. You've paid all the money.
Okay. So some of us aren't as lucky as others. We all have bills, but we don't all have enough money to pay off our bills completely, right? You can pay your credit card bill, or you can pay your electricity bill, whatever. But if you don't have enough money, then you're not going to pay it off.
But if you have already, then we would say it has been paid off.
It's been paid off, okay? Yeah, usually for like smaller bills, this is not a problem. But when we're talking about like a big debt, like a mortgage for your house, that takes a long time to pay off.
Or maybe your car payments, right? So this is another thing that will take a long time to pay off.
Okay, so just keep that in mind. You can say pay your bills, pay off your bills. And the difference is a very small difference, but it is important.
That's right. So tracking your spending, depositing checks, and paying off your bills are all good things that you can do with mobile banking. But there is an issue, and that is that sometimes it's a bit laggy.
Yeah. So laggy here, this word, it's kind of funny. It makes me think about being very slow.
Yeah, like a lag is when you have kind of a delay.
Okay, so one lag that might be very, very, very well known is jet lag. You just feel very slow
and tired, right?
Yeah.
But when you're streaming something like maybe a YouTube video, it might get a little laggy. And so you can't, it just won't be like smooth, right?
Right. It will stop. And then you will usually see like a percentage on the screen, 54%, 67%, 89%. And then it will start again. And then it will stop.
That's right. And sometimes this actually happens with mobile banking apps.
Okay, so does that mean like if you deposit the check, you have to wait a long time?
No, so it actually just takes a long time to get to the next screen.
Okay, so it's the app itself. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing that's kind of neat, I didn't realize this until now, is earlier we talked about being behind. You can also lag behind.
Yeah, that's true, especially if you're running, right? You might end up lagging behind others.
Yeah, I was pretty fat when I was a kid, so I was always lagging behind. Hey, guys, wait for me.
Well, you'd never know now. Okay, so mobile banking might be a little bit laggy, but Mick still says, okay, I'll test it out.
Okay, so test something out. You might know test as something that you have to do at school. It's not very fun.
No, but here we're not really talking about that, right? It's kind of a verb here. If you test something, you kind of see if it works.
Right, exactly. And testing something out just makes it sound more colloquial.
That's right. And you can kind of think about it as mixing test with try out.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good way to look at it. But of course, playing around with your money isn't always very safe. It certainly wouldn't make me feel secure.
Exactly. And you know what? Mick is a little bit paranoid. So he says, if I get robbed, I'm coming after you.
Okay, so robbed here. Rob means to steal.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different from steal, right? Because steal is a little bit sneaky and rob might be a little bit more violent.
Well, you usually use like a gun or something, right? To rob a bank.
Yeah, so we have those bank robberies or bank holdups.
Right. So, I mean, in this case, Mick is kind of, I think he's using the word rob because it brings that image to one's mind of being like someone is stealing your money. If he was talking about hackers, you wouldn't really say hackers robbed from you, right?
No, you wouldn't. So he's kind of being really dramatic
here. Yeah, exactly. Oh, if I get robbed, I'm coming after you. So what does that mean?
It means that he's going to track Ben down.
He's going to find him.
Exactly.
And beat him up.
Yeah, he'll punish him. So you can just use this basically as a joke, right? To say that, hey, you know what? If you do that, I'm coming after you.
I'm coming after you.
To be honest, I frequently use this with my sister when I was a child because she used to eat all the cookies before I got home.
I eat all the cookies. I'm coming after you.
Exactly. A lot of anger there.
Okay. Well, hopefully there is no anger now as we go back and listen to Ben and Mick talk about their banking experiences.
So let's have another listen.
Hey, Mick, would you mind transferring me the money on your phone?
Right now? To be honest, I don't have mobile banking.
Really? Man, you are behind. Why don't you just download the bank app now?
I would, but I'm kind of paranoid about security. What if someone hacks my account?
It'll be fine. Bank apps are pretty secure. Besides, it makes it so much easier to manage your finances and make credit card payments on the go.
That's true. Could I also use it to check on my investments?
For sure. You can also track your spending, deposit checks, and pay off all sorts of bills. The only issue is that it's sometimes a bit laggy.
Okay, I'll test it out. But if I get robbed, I'm coming after you.
Trust me, you won't get robbed.
All right, so Mick is a little bit paranoid about mobile banking. But what about you, Adam?
It's not that I'm paranoid. I mean, I guess it's that I'm behind. But I use online banking. So I use my computer, and I've always used my computer. I don't really have a need to use mobile banking.
I guess I mainly use it when I'm on the go, if I'm traveling in a different country and don't have my laptop.
I guess the thing is, keep in mind, guys, mobile banking does not mean mobile payments. I know I mentioned WeChat and Alipay before. Those things are super useful. I carry my phone around and pay for stuff. But banking, I really only need to bank once a month, twice a month at the most.
That's true. But do you ever track your spending, just to make sure that you're not overspending?
That's smart. I mean, I can see that as being smart. I did once for a couple months, and then I just didn't really need to. I mean, I'm a guy. What do I spend money on?
I guess so. I guess I spend quite a bit of money. So I need to track it, especially when I am traveling.
Yes. Okay. So they are super useful. And of course, they are everywhere. So please, guys, tell us your experiences with mobile banking.
Also, let us know what kind of apps you use and if you prefer mobile banking or online banking.
And what about your parents? I mean, I'm thinking even my dad is pretty good at mobile banking. But what about your parents? I mean, are they behind? Are they really up to date with all the latest technology? We want to know all of this, guys.
So make sure to add your comments to the forum.
Okay, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.